Shemari Articles, Article Kuf Chav Zayin, 227. To understand the difference between Ikar Atzmut and the addition of balance. And then it is known that the expansion of the Mochin and the stop of the Zivug occur only in the addition of Mochin. And the prime side of the degree in Zon is Vav and Nekuda. We call the situation of Vav and Nekuda and Zon as a permanent situation that cannot be a lesser one than this. And Zon Da'atzilut symbolizes the minimal contact in holiness that exists between the creature, which is Malchut, and the creator, which is the Anpin. They are in a situation that is called Vak and Nekuda, Vav and Nekuda. And he is saying that the Malchut, the essence of the majority of the of its existence, has no more than a point, which is the black point that has no Lavronita. The creature began from Kutso Shelyud in the four Pchinot Dor Yashar and developed by the light until up to Pchinat Dalet. When its nature, he by himself is a point, existent from absence, the will to receive. And except from this point, then this point is enlarged and is swallowing into a partsuf, into the entire reality. All of this is only an addition to it by receiving the attributes of the Creator by the light, and begins to feel in the light who she is. What does she include against him? Like, in your light we shall see light. That if not the light that is working on this point, existence from absence, then this point wouldn't have developed. Of course, in the Pchina Bet, Gimel, and of course, the Pchina Dalet, and the entire development. But truly, the creature is a black point that has no wide shade, has no wide shade, that is a will to receive, and all the additions that this point is growing is only an addition that this point is receiving from the wills of bestow, the qualities of the Creator that this point is intermingled with, incorporated from. And if one receives this point as the most important thing and not as luxury, he wants to lose it, but on the contrary, he's receiving this as a dormant, then it is called a nice apartment in his heart, that he does not denouncing it, but is making this as a majority. And this is called Leuk Mashchin Tamafra, to rise Shechina from dirt. And when one is working with this black point, according to the light, and wants to join this point to the light, so that this point would not be black, that there won't be any difference between this point and the light, according to the quality, it's not like he's going to lose and erase this point, because there are many systems in the world, methods, when this is their purpose, they want to erase the will to receive and not to enlarge it, but to erase as if it does not exist at all. And one feels himself as if free from his will to receive, corrected. The will to receive does not pop out of him, but by doing so, he does not reach the purpose of creation, because he is erasing his nature by this. He is erasing everything he has, because everything he has is from the Creator. What our work is to take this entire point, the entire will to receive that exists in this point, to compare it to the light and see how opposite it is to the light, and then we will reveal inside this point a lot of observations, everything that the light wants to disclose to us. All these qualities, all these shapes, we don't know him in these shapes in advance, but everything that the light is disclosing, revealing to us, existence from abstinence, in this black point, we need to rise these qualities until the high of the Creator, what's called Le'ukma Shechinta Me'afra, to rise Shechina from dirt and to bring it to the upper adornment. When the will to receive of the creature will be in a complete equivalence of form with the will to bestow of the Creator. And when he implements and when he makes this as the most important thing, then he can never fall from his degree, because there is no expansion in the majority, in the prime thing. He himself, in his existence, is in Vak. He exists in Vak and Nekuda. But he is taking the livelihood from the light, the necessity only as a point. But all the rest, the entire part suf that he is creating from this Nekuda, from this point, and Gadlut, the Izeranpin, is doing this only in order to equalize himself to the Creator. That this Partsuf, Malchut, when Malchut is big and Zivug de Lopasik, Panim be Panim with Izeranpin, is showing us the picture of the creature, the amount of bestowal of the creature to the Creator. And once one accepts upon himself to work the essence of Nekuda Shchoa, of the black point, even the biggest darkness in reality, in the world, then, but he is willing to remain in the black point and everything else will be in bestow, then the Holy Divine is saying, there is no place that the Creator cannot hide from you, and he is revealed only according to the equivalence of form. And that's why Bechad Katira et Katar Nabei Velo et Pasek Mineile Alma. It means that he comes to a situation where he is in a Zivug de Lopasik with the Creator according to the amount of bestowal he acquires, because he is taking from the Creator only as a necessity in order to, so that the black point will be able to live. And because of this, there is no stop from adhesion. And even how filth or low he might seem to himself, he does not receive any kind of impression for it, because he does not ascend himself above this black point. But all the rest that he is working above this black point is only in order to have strength to bestow. And if some kind of enlightenment comes from above that is called addition, then he is receiving this at the essence of Lo Efshar and Lo Kamekaven, because this is coming from the emanator without an upliftment or awakening from the side of the Tachton. And that's the interpretation of Shchorani and Nava. I am black and beautiful. That if you'll be able to receive darkness, then you'll see how pretty, how beautiful I am. It means that if one is in a situation where he does not demand a thing for himself except from existence, and everything else is only in order to bestow to the Creator, then it turns out that he can never fall, because he is taking only necessity, and necessity cannot be sorrowed, denounced, and cannot be praised. And all the rest, everything, all the rest that he is anticipating for is only forces of bestow. And this is how he can keep himself from falling, and this is how he'll be able to rise and climb the degrees of correction. And that's the meaning of who is a jillable person, who is an innocent person. He should run here. And when he's leaving all of his businesses and wants to, and the only thing he wants is to work for the benefit of the Creator, and is working in the essence of Behemot Hayiti Imcha, then he attains and sees the essence of completeness, which is to reach the equivalence of form, Zivug de Lopasik, Panim be Panim, a complete equivalence. That's the interpretation of She told him that he lacks a heart. It means that because he lacked a heart, means he didn't have wills to bestow. He had to be innocent. He had to be a gullible person. Otherwise, he cannot draw closer. And then, because he did not have a masach, he didn't have the intentions in order to bestow, he was forbidden to draw closer. But sometimes we come to a situation where the Shechina is in galut, the divine is in exile. Or an exile or a redemption. Of course, that exile or redemption is only up to the human being. The way he prepares himself, then later he can see himself in the Creator. And sometimes it can come to a situation when the divine is in the exile. It means that the point descends to Bia Depuda. In Atzilut, Zon Ar Ezvaka Nekuda, which is the minimal situation that can exist in Kedusha. But sometimes there is a situation that is lesser than Kedusha, than holiness, then the point descends to the Nekuda, descends to Klipa, to the shell. And then he is called in the essence of a rose between the thorns. He has the form of the thorns and the he sees that he has no ability to reach bestow, and then he cannot receive a thing. This is called as prickle. And then he is in a situation in which he is restricting himself, because from all sides, because he feels that his wills from all sides does not have a masach on them, and he is incapable of restricting them, and that's why he cannot act and feels himself as in exile. That he is under the control of the will to receive, and he cannot perform any action in order to bestow. This is a very big situation to be in exile. It is the gate for redemption. One feels that his wills are in order to receive. He feels that he cannot do anything in order to bestow. It means the light shines on him and is bringing him the recognition of evil. And one regrets on being in such a situation. And then it is called Shechinta Begaluta. The divine is in Galut, is in the exile, that he is incapable of bestowing. And this regret is called Galut, exile. And if he does not feel that he is under the control of the will to receive, even though he is at, if one does not feel that it is stopping him from performing actions, it is not called Galut. This is why Galut, the exile, is like we have in the story of the Yitziat Mitzrayim, of the Exodus. At the end of the Exodus, they really feel that this is an Exodus, that it's because in the beginning they were also under the control of Pharaoh. They had these seven years of abundance, and only then, after these 7 years and these 7 years of hunger, began revealing how bad it is. And it was not bad to the will to receive, because the will to receive was filled. Like they said later, that they had meat and they had onions and they ate everything in Egypt, but to the will to bestow, to the adhesion with the Creator, they felt that they are poor and have nothing from the side of bestow. And this is why only after one is working on himself in an efficient amount of time, he is going through enough corrections, then he begins to feel that he is in exile. Otherwise, we need to draw a lot of light from above in order to feel the exile, in order to feel that we are a rose between the thorns, that she has the form of the thorns, and then we cannot receive it, and that's the control of the klipot, of the shells, and it comes by the actions of the creator, of the creature, because the human being, by his actions from below, he causes in the root of his soul above in the holy divine. And if one is in labor for and is able to receive, then he is causing, is given the opportunity to the shell to control over the holiness. And the extent that one is putting efforts below, he is causing the change of the supervision from above. And if he is willing to do it and is willing to change, then they are showing him from above the extent in which he is in exile. And that's the correction of that's the midnight correction that we are praying to rise Shekhinah from dirt, to rise it above. So it will be important that even though we're at midnight, meaning in shell, in darkness, but we feel from this darkness, we don't feel darkness itself, but we feel that we are in darkness, and we feel the reason of the darkness, which are our wills, our nature. And the matter of up and down is only in the importance. What is important for me? If I'm important, then I feel despaired and desperation, that I'm in darkness. But if the target is important, then I feel that this darkness comes in order to bring me to the light, to push me to the light. And then I evaluate the situation as the importance, as an important situation. And then the divine is at the essence of a black point. And in Tikkun Chatzot, in the correction of midnight, he overcomes and says that he wants to implement the pasuk of Libnei in Shmiyei. Libnei, it means white and not dark. That what seems dark to him is white. That he feels that this darkness comes as a result of the influence of the light from above. And Shmei, hearing, meaning that it is a svira, which is the matter of he is thinking, he is and receiving upon himself the essence of the burden of Malchut Shamayim. That the situation in which he is at for now is a willing situation. And that's the correction of Mechza. That it is enough for a person to only evaluate the situation in order to ascend. And the correction is to separate between holiness and the shell, the Kedusha and Klipa, meaning to correct the feeling of evil that is inside the will to receive and to connect to the will to bestow. It means to give the right observations of darkness and light, which are opposite to what he had before. If prior to that he judged a situation of being inside the will to receive, and then if the will to receive is empty and there is nothing to fill the will to receive in, then he felt as if it is darkness. Now he sees that it's the opposite. The fact that he has nothing to fill his will to receive in is helping him to leave this will to receive. It is helping him to run away from this life and to ascend, to rise to the spiritual life. And the fact that he inside his will to receive, he has only this black point and not a whole world inside the will to receive. This is the help from above. When he sees picture in such a way, the picture in such a way that is giving him the opportunity to begin to reach bestow. The exile are the letters of redemption. That's what Bala Sulam is saying. And the difference is in Aleph. The difference between these two words is only the letter Aleph. That's the additional letter in redemption that does not exist in Gola. It means that we have to attract the essence of Alufo Shel Olam. It means that if the Creator, it means that if one is reveals that everything is dark because there is no Creator, and that's the reason of the darkness, because the Creator is not, he has no Creator in his life, and he is attracting the Alufo Shel Olam, the champion of the world, the Creator. He wants that even in this darkness, even in the situation in which he does not want more than he has in this exile, meaning in his black point, and he wants life to remain the same. The only thing he wants is the connection with the Creator. And the connection with the Creator is only in order to bestow. It means the only thing he demands is forced to bestow. And he is in his low situation, in the darkest situation. It is called that he is drawing the champion of the world, the creator, inside his life. And then we immediately feel the redemption, which is the secret of everything that I felt in Shmilatoich Sheltiet Nizkol Sholem Tashlum Menezig Mamitov. And this is the matter of when there is a judgment below, there is no judgment above.